name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think it is very important to speak about this psalm that we sing only three times a year. This Sunday being one of them, and then the next two Sundays on the entrance to Great Lent, and not again. And that is by the waters of Babylon. It is a song about the captivity of the Jews in Babylon, when the kingdom was separated, and when a large remnant of the kingdom was in Babylon, and they were lamenting that they were no longer in Jerusalem. And it is, if you will, an anthem for the lamentation about the human condition. Because Jerusalem is, in the Scriptures, always indicative of blessedness, of holiness. You know the parable about the Good Samaritan. He is going from Jerusalem to Jericho. He is going away from blessedness when he's caught by the robbers on the road and eventually the Samaritan comes to heal him. Jerusalem is there, blessedness, and Jericho is a metaphor, a symbol of sin. In this case, Babylon is also about sin and about alienation. Just as the far country that we just heard about in the parable about the prodigal son, it's the same. Alienation from God, from Jerusalem, because of our sins, because of our condition, because of what's wrong with us. And so the psalmist is lamenting when they were in Jerusalem and lamenting how he is being ridiculed by his captors, by the demons, by his passions. When the Babylonians would say, "Sing us a song like you heard before in Jerusalem." Now, the most important part of this psalm is at the end. It is a part that you should understand very carefully. And that is when the psalmist says, "O daughter of Babylon, thou wretched one, blessed shall he be who shall reward thee wherewith thou hast rewarded us. Blessed shall he be who shall seize and dash thine infants against the rock." And that is how we must be. We must seize and dash infants against the rock. This violent imagery is necessary because if we are to be saved, we must be violent. Remember, the kingdom of heaven is being won by violence even now, so the Lord said, right? So, we must be violent with our sins. And our sins begin as infants, as thoughts, or even, not even as thoughts, as dispositions, as attitudes, as just sort of who we are and kind of what we do. We must dash those infants against the rock. We must be aware when our thoughts are leading us away from God. We must be aware when our attitude about life is contrary to the gospel and the commandments. If you are careful, you'll see every day, hundreds of times a day, there will be a thought, or not even a thought, but just sort of a feeling, sort of a condition that is trying to push you into sin, away from God, further into the far country, further into Babylon. Great Lent is especially a time for us to take stock of these thoughts. You can't figure them all out. That would be like trying to catch the wind. But to become aware of your thoughts is a great thing. Because if you're aware of your thoughts, then with God helping you, you can choose whether to act on a thought or not act on a thought. Really, most of our thoughts we act on without, shall I say, thinking about it. Every thought must be measured. Every thought must be compared with the gospel. Now, this is not something that can go on in your brain. because our brain can't work fast enough to do that. But our soul can. So I'm not talking about a deductive reasoning from thinking as we know about thinking. I'm talking about having such sensitivity to God and sensitivity to ourselves that we are aware when we move even a little bit away from Him. And when we do, whatever it is that makes us move, we kill it. We kill that thought. We dash it against the rock. That's what this psalm is teaching us. It's teaching us about inner warfare. Perhaps the psalmist who wrote it did not know what it was really saying. But by the Holy Spirit, it has been revealed. This is about the inner warfare that occurs within a man. You must fight your thoughts, brothers and sisters. Everybody has them, good and bad, silly, extraneous, noble. You must learn to discern what they are. You must not let just them pass by like a television in the background. Instead, you must be aware of your thoughts and must evaluate them. And God will help you. It's not an easy task, but it is absolutely accomplishable. Because the Lord wouldn't tell us to become perfect if it were not possible. So may God help us to seize and dash our infants, our thoughts, our dispositions, anything that pushes us away from God against the rock. Amen.